All right, welcome to this emergency weekend update. It is July 11th, 2021. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we have just acquired a document that shows the government giving instructions for clearing buildings. We're talking about the strike force teams that are hunting down anti-vaxxers and trying to force everybody to be vaccinated. They have instructions here on how to clear buildings floor by floor and how to track people who are refusing vaccines, how to lie about the vaccine side effects, how to coerce and intimidate people. And this document specifically instructs the teams to ignore no soliciting signs. So they're being instructed to trespass onto your property. Now, this document comes from Lake County, Illinois. And they had for some time posted it publicly, and we made a copy and downloaded it because we figured they would probably remove it by the time you hear this. Now, the document, though, is called Community Health Ambassador Outreach Door Knocking Project to Increase COVID Vaccine Acceptance. And this document is full-blown medical tyranny. These are like Hitler's brown shirts pushing vaccines, and they're probably going to be accompanied by armed some form of law enforcement or FEMA, which has already been admitted by the White House, or DHS personnel. Some type of armed federal agents are likely to accompany these so-called volunteers that are being called ambassadors. So I want you to remember something here, that all the tyranny that's being pushed upon America is going to be camouflaged in language of, oh, public health, and we're just ambassadors, and we're just volunteers, and we're just here to help and help you to get information. They're even instructed to say, oh, we're not selling anything. We just want you to be safe, you know? Well, of course, they are selling something. They're basically the strike force teams working on behalf of the pharmaceutical cartels, and they are selling something. They're selling a deadly bioweapon, a spike protein injection that makes the drug companies tens of billions of dollars. That's exactly what they're selling. So they are selling, they are soliciting, and they are trespassing. But what's astonishing is what this document tells them to do, because you can tell this was written by, at least with the input of a military team. For example, at one point in the document, I'm going to do a story on this on naturalnews.com, and I'll link to the document so you can see it yourself. But on one point, it gives instructions for how teams should clear a residential building floor by floor, tracking people who refuse to be vaccinated. So this is like a military operation of clearing a building, which is what law enforcement does or what soldiers do when they're kicking in doors and they're trespassing on the battlefield, which is what this document encourages them to do. They're going to go floor by floor and clear a building. So here's what it says from this document from, again, Lake County, Illinois. Quote, after you enter the building, orient yourself so you systematically proceed from floor to floor, covering each wing. Utilize the tally sheet to keep count of those interested in getting the vaccine, comma, those who refuse, and those with further questions. So just that one sentence. Number one, again, it's written by somebody with military experience. This is a military operation. Orient yourself so you systematically proceed floor to floor, covering each wing. This is how they clear buildings. And then notice what they're doing. They're tracking those who refuse. Why are they tracking those who refuse? Because, of course, they intend to come back. They intend to come back. So it's kind of like, at this point, if one of these strike force vaccine compliance teams comes to your door in one of these residential buildings, you know, I mean, just to save your own life, you need to tell them, if they ask you, have you been vaccinated? You need to say, yes, I've been vaccinated. Because I would imagine that everybody has been vaccinated at some point in your life. You know, I'm not asking you to lie. I'm asking you to tell the truth. Of course you've been vaccinated. In fact, if you've ever taken a walk in nature, you've been vaccinated. If you've ever eaten honey, you've been vaccinated, because honey contains molecules from plants that in fact, invoke an antibody response in your own body, making you immune to pathogens in your local area. So digging in the dirt is a form of a vaccination. Eating honey is a form of a vaccination. Walking through a forest is a form of a vaccination, a natural vaccination. If you didn't have these natural responses through your immune system, you would have been dead long ago. So when someone asks you, have you been vaccinated? You can honestly answer, well, absolutely. Yes, I've been vaccinated many times or whatever. So that's not a deception. In fact, they're the ones deceiving you. They're deceiving you by claiming that they're there just to help. They're there just for the public good. No, they are there to clear a building and identify anti-vaxxers to come back later for forced inoculations. That's what this is. They're identifying the holdouts. Now, in addition to that, well, just to start with, this document tells these so-called compliance volunteers, which are really, I guess, they want to call them ambassadors, but really they're compliance officers of some kind. They're telling them, ignore the no soliciting signs and to trespass on your property. Now, I'm going to give you some steps that I think every reasonable person could take to defend yourself against this trespassing and the criminality and the assault with a deadly weapon that they will inflict upon you if they force a vaccine on your body. I'm going to give you some steps here, so keep listening to the end of this emergency update. But they're directly telling people to ignore no soliciting signs, and they say that the excuse is that they're not selling anything. Well, of course they're selling something, and by the way, soliciting doesn't have to involve a commercial transaction. No soliciting also means you don't want like a religious group showing up at your door. You don't want other groups. No soliciting means no thank you. Don't show up at my door. So they are trespassing, and they're instructing people to trespass. They're instructing people to ignore the signs. So think about this. Lake County, Illinois is instructing its strike force teams to violate the law, trespass on your property, and in a multi-residential unit, like a senior center, to clear the building and track all the anti-vaxxers. This is what they're doing. Now, at the same time, here's one of the instructions for these so-called ambassadors of what they should tell people in a multi-residential building. Quote, make clear up front that the building has let you in and you're from the health department. So that's a lie. They're not from the health department. They're not a representative of the health department. They're impersonating a health official of some kind. This is equivalent to impersonating law enforcement. So it's like they're saying, oh, you have to let us in. We're from the health department. But they're just volunteer Nazi brown shirts, you know, vaccine Nazis here. And they're impersonating state health officials when they are not. And they're trespassing. So it's kind of like someone impersonating a cop to say, oh, I'm a cop. You got to let me in. That's a violation of law. So this is the second time that these volunteers are being instructed to violate the law. But again, they don't care. They're lawless at this point because this is an extermination agenda. They are coming to kill you. They want to kill you with a vaccine if they can get you to consent to that, because that's easier than having to fight you and kill you by force, you know, with a gun or something. If they can get you to volunteer to be suicided with a vaccine, that's their preferred solution. So that's exactly what this is. These so-called ambassadors are death squads. They are death squads. And one of the reasons I say we must photograph them and we must record them is because when this attempted genocide against humanity is exposed, all those people who were part of the death squad teams need to be indicted because they are complicit in the mass killing, the vaccine holocaust that is targeting people with death shots. So we need to have records of who these people were. Here's what else. When they encounter people who ask about vaccine side effects, these ambassadors are being instructed by Lake County to lie to people And to say that, well, if you have vaccine side effects, it's, quote, a sign that your body is working to build up a defense against the virus. And they don't tell anybody that a vaccine might kill you. They don't tell anybody that a vaccine might eat your brain, which is exactly what's being reported by brain surgeons from multiple countries. They don't tell you the vaccine might give you a blood clot and kill you, put you in the hospital, kill you with a heart attack or a stroke. They don't tell you it might make your hands and feet go numb. None of this, of course. They say, no, no, no. If you have side effects, that's a sign the vaccine's working. Can you think of a more insidious form of insane medical propaganda? That, you know, if what if you start having tremors like many women have had? Or what if you start having, you know, you collapse because you're having a heart attack or you have blood clots, stringy blood is happening to young males and you collapse. And they say, oh, that's just a sign that it's working. Don't worry that you collapse. Don't worry that you can't control your muscles anymore. You're having tremors and convulsions. That's a sign the vaccine's working. This is what they're telling people to say. Let's see. They're also saying that the side effects of a vaccine are less than the side effects of getting COVID. So here's from the document itself. Quote, side effects. This is what the ambassadors are supposed to say to people. Side effects are different for each person with each vaccine, but it's important to know that side effects are a sign that your body is working to build up a defense against the virus, and side effects are not nearly as bad as a bad case of COVID, they say. Got that? Side effects are not as bad as getting COVID. Well, hold on a second. COVID kills almost no one. I mean, it kills what, 0.0004% of the world population, some very tiny number. And most people who get COVID get over it naturally. And then they have strong antibodies that protect them against variants and future infections. But people who take these vaccines are injecting themselves with spike protein bioweapons. And that's not admitted by any of these ambassadors. That's not even in the instruction sheet. They don't tell people that they're being injected with spike proteins. Obviously, they don't want you to know. And that these spike proteins attach to ACE2 receptors and attack the ovaries and the testes and the adrenal glands and are distributed throughout the entire body and can cause blood clots and hospitalization and death and heart attacks and all these other side effects, infertility, spontaneous abortions. You know, 4 out of 5 women who get these vaccines during the first or second trimester are having spontaneous abortions. That's according to published research. But none of that is explained by these ambassadors. It's not even on the sheet. They don't even talk about that. They are promoting these vaccines to pregnant women. This is genocide. It's beyond medical malpractice. It's genocide. And they're recruiting these volunteers to impersonate health department officials. And they'll probably have some kind of little badges or something to lie to people and claim the vaccine is safe when it isn't. And then finally, this document also tells people that even after you're vaccinated, you still have to wear the mask, which is an admission that the vaccines don't work, isn't it? Because if the vaccine worked, you wouldn't obviously need a mask. And they even tell people you still have to social distance. So there's, you know, all the promise that they originally said that the vaccine would set you free. Oh, you'll be free. You won't have to wear a mask. You won't have to distance. You can go shopping. All of that's a lie because it was never about a vaccine because it is not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon injection. And now they're using military tactics of clearing buildings primarily to track down anti-vaxxers to trespass onto private property, to impersonate health department officials, all to promote the financial interests of the vaccine manufacturers, as well as the globalist depopulation / extermination agenda against humanity. That's what these people are doing. That's why you need to photograph them. I'm not saying dox them. Just keep a record, because the prosecutions are coming later, and the prosecutors will want to know who was complicit in these crimes against humanity. And there are going to be a lot of people, especially in Illinois. but also California and New York and so on. So we need to keep a record of them. Do not threaten them. Even though they're threatening you, do not threaten them, because they would love nothing more than to be able to label anti-vaxxers as domestic terrorists. They can't wait for this. In fact, I think at some level, these government officials, they want to throw volunteers out there hoping that some of them will get shot by somebody, because then that feeds into their narrative. See, this is why we have to have armed strike force teams, and then they're going to arm up. You know, then they're going to have men with guns, like actual quick reaction force vaccine SWAT teams or some kind, something like that, with these health department officials. Then they're going to arm up. So I think they're throwing these volunteers out there as bait, frankly, which is why I keep encouraging people, do not initiate violence against these people. Do not. In fact, let me go ahead and give you my best advice of what's the proper way to handle these vaccine strike force teams if they come to your property. And I've got some new ideas on this that has come from thinking about this over the last couple of days. And also there have been some really good tweets from like Arizona senators and governors, Governor Parsons of Missouri, for example, Attorney General Paxton of Texas, and many others. So there is a lot of pushback against this by Republican governors and members of the Senate and so on, and of course among the population. But here's what I think is the best way to handle this. So number one, go out and get a no trespassing sign, or maybe more than one, and make sure you have a no trespassing sign that is very clearly on your gate in front of your house. Or if you have a back gate, put another sign there. Make sure that any entrance into your property has a no trespassing sign. And my advice is you need to attach it with something like baling wire, something that's hard to quickly remove. So if you just zip tie it with a plastic zip tie, they can just cut it off. And then they can take the sign down and claim, oh, we didn't see a no trespassing sign. So you need to put it on with something that would take them a considerable amount of time to remove. Now, if you don't have a fence around your yard, you might consider installing a fence. But if you don't have one, you can still put a no trespassing sign on stands on, like, you know, two pieces of wire that stick in the ground. And you can put that sign like halfway up your sidewalk or somewhere that is clearly visible. Now, that might be easy for them to remove, but I suggest that you take a photo. You take a photo, document the photo, save the photo so that you can establish and make sure you have the date, of the photo. You can establish that you have a no trespassing sign on your property. If they trespass and you see them trespassing on your property, you should call the police and do not answer the door. All right. So that's critical. Do not answer the door, but do call the police. When you call the police, you should call 911. And here's, I think, the correct thing to say. 911 operator, what's your emergency? The answer would be, there are multiple people trespassing on my property. I have a no trespassing sign. I do not know their intention, and I fear for my safety. That's all you got to say. And then they might ask you questions like, do you have a description of who these people are? Or, you know, just give them a description. Do they appear armed? You can honestly say, I don't know if they're armed. I fear they might be. I fear that they intend to do me harm. That's a very reasonable answer. And you're not, you know, being dishonest. We all should be fearful of these vaccine strike force teams. They very well may be armed. And they are trespassing, which means they have total disregard for the law. And they will dispatch police. Maybe. I mean, depending on how bad the defunding has been in your area. But anyway, you got the police on the way. So now there's a countdown timer basically running. And at some point, the police are going to pull up. And when the police pull up, if the police knock on your door, you should open the door to talk to law enforcement that you called. And if they're saying, what's the problem? You just explain the same thing. I have a no trespassing sign. They're trespassing on my property. I fear for my safety. I don't know these people. This is my concern. They are trespassing. And if the officer says, well, do you want to press charges? That's your choice. You can say yes or no. It's your choice. Okay, so that's one way to handle this. You'll have to decide what's best in your circumstances. But another way is to just refuse to open the door, pretend you're not home. And eventually they will probably just stick a flyer in your door or something, and they may move on, at least for now, until this escalates. And at some point, the strike force teams will probably just start breaking into people's homes. I'll cover that here in a second. But in the early phases of this, when they're pretending to be nice, which won't last long, by the way, trust me, you can just pretend to not be home. Another thing that you can do, I mean, this is another option, again, your decision. If they come to your door, you can, without opening the door, you can yell at them through the door. You can say, you're trespassing, leave immediately. All right? And by the way, at this point, you should be rolling a camera too, or rolling a recorder, you know, start recording on your cell phone. You're trespassing, leave. And you can start recording them maybe through your window. And if they don't leave, then, you know, they're violating the law, they're trespassing. You could call the police at that point. Or if they ask you, oh, we're just here to see if you've been vaccinated, you should tell them, yes, I've been vaccinated, now leave. And then they may not mark you down as an unvaccinated, you know, anti-vaxxer, because you have been vaccinated, again, for the reasons I mentioned earlier. Everybody's been vaccinated in one way or another. You wouldn't be alive. So again, you've ordered them to leave. If they refuse to leave, you have a lot of options. You can call the police, whatever. Now, in the early phases of this, again, they're probably not going to break down your door, but that day is coming. And it's probably going to happen when the FDA grants approval to one or more vaccines. Now, that's going to be based on total fraud, but the FDA is going to do it because they are a corrupt criminal organization that's part of the extermination agenda against humanity. They're working for Big Pharma to mass murder humans, right? At some point, if they've got you on their list of being unvaccinated or an anti-vaxxer, they may bring a team and they may break down your door. So they may trespass, knock on your door, try to get you to answer it. If you open the door, then they're going to burst in, by the way, knock you on your back and probably handcuff you and then vaccinate you and essentially kill you. So don't open your door. You can either decide that you're not home, you can pretend you're not there, or you can order them to leave and tell them you've called the police. If they break down your door, I believe it's a basic human right to defend yourself against violence and aggression that's being aimed at you with a threat of imminent violence against your person inside your own private home. So you may be dragged into court. You know, you may be arrested, but the charges, I mean, I guess this depends on where you are. You'll have to decide. But for most people in most jurisdictions in America, if someone breaks into your home, they've trespassed, they're impersonating a health department officer, they're breaking into your home, they're inciting violence against you and threatening you with imminent violence via a vaccine that the government itself, through the VAERS system under HHS, has now admitted has killed over 9,000 people, which is really more like 90,000, but they have recorded 9,000 plus. You have the right to defend yourself with every legal means of self-defense, whatever means is legal in your area. So, you know, in certain states and certain cities, there are certain self-defense items that may not be legal. But in most areas, you have the right to defend yourself, and that's a decision that you may need to make. Again, if they come in and they're trying to kill you, they're trying to inject you with something that may kill you, that's a threat of imminent violence. That's assault with a deadly weapon. And they've broken in your door, which means they have now, they're guilty of breaking and entering. They've assaulted your domicile and they're about to assault your person. You absolutely have the right to defend yourself. Note that the posture in all of this is to first hope that they go away. And don't be an idiot and do something like, you know, walk out onto your porch with a, you know, a 12 gauge or something. That, no, don't be that stupid person. That's what probably they want to see. They're trying to bait somebody into doing that. And sooner or later, maybe somebody will, but not anybody that listens to this podcast, because you know you're going to try to get them to go away. You may involve local law enforcement to stop the trespassing, and you will only invoke your self-defense actions if they prove that they intend to break into your home, like they've broken down your door, and they intend to commit imminent harm against your body. They intend to potentially kill you. That's the moment where you have the right to defend yourself. Now, should you find yourself in such a situation, you should immediately, let's say you have to defend yourself against intruders, felonious intruders breaking into your door, and you decide that you're going to defend yourself. So through whatever means you have, you deploy that self-defense system. Once you are able to do so, you should call the police immediately. You should be the first to call the police. And that phone call should go something like this. This is, now again, I'm not your lawyer, so as a disclaimer, you should check with your local laws, you should check with your own attorney, you should do what is morally and ethically right and abide by local laws. But here's a template, a suggestion that you might be able to use in your defense, understanding that this phone call is going to be recorded and it may be used against you in a court of law. So based on my understanding, my suggestion is something along these lines. 911 operator, what's your emergency? A group of people broke into my home and attempted to assault me. I feared for my life and I defended myself. Please send help. Something like that. That's about it. So what have you established with this statement? The facts that they broke into your home, that they have trespassed, they have breaking and entering, the fact that you feared for your life, that they intended to commit violence against you, and that you defended yourself, and that you are asking for assistance and asking for help. Beyond that, say as little as possible. Ask them, you know, send an ambulance, send police, send whoever. I'm the homeowner, you know, these kinds of statements. I'm the homeowner. I'm on my property. I feared for my life. They attempted to assault me. I defended myself, period. Don't give specifics like, you know, well, I'm not even going to say here, but give that kind of statement is my suggestion. Again, do your own research, check with your own attorney. But I think your attorney would agree with this basic premise, the basic template of what I'm saying here. And then when the police come, they're going to try to sort things out. You might be arrested. If you are arrested, you should comply with the arrest. Don't resist the police. You're the good guy or gal. You know, you're the good person. You defended yourself. Comply with the arrest. The police are just trying to sort out what happened. They're going to collect evidence. And do not give a statement to the police until you have an attorney present. Do not give a statement to the police until you have an attorney present. And again, a third time, do not what? Do not give a statement to the police until you have an attorney present. Why? Why? Because you've just been through an emotionally jarring event. You're not in your right mind. And if you give a statement to the police and you're not exactly correct in every detail, and you later contradict yourself in a court of law, they will use that against you. They will say you're lying. Got it? You do not give a statement. In fact, the only statement should be, you know, officer, I'll be happy to give you a statement in the presence of my attorney. So you are cooperating, but you're going to have an attorney present with you. And then you're going to have to hire an attorney. You're going to have to pay an attorney and so on. But this is what it's going to take now. At least you're not dead. At least they didn't kill you. At least they didn't vaccinate you with a bioweapon. Right? If you defended yourself, at least you're still alive. Now you're going to have to go through the court system. You're going to have to defend yourself in the courts. But you have the law and the evidence on your side. They broke into your house. You had a no trespassing sign, did you not? That's why you should have that up today. And you have proof of that sign because you took a photo and filed that, huh? And you have every right to defend yourself. And you called 911, didn't you? You called. You called to report the crime. And you didn't flee the scene, did you? No. And you cooperated with police when they came, didn't you? Yes, you did. You're the good guy. Now, if you use a weapon in this self-defense act, they will, of course, confiscate your weapon. And you should count on never getting that weapon back, by the way. That's whatever weapon that was, that's gone. You will never get that back because it's going to be used in evidence. But again, you have nothing to hide. Yeah, you used the weapon for self-defense, and you had every right to do so. So this is why you need to have more than one weapon, you see, because if you have to use one in self-defense and then they take it, and then you go back home, you still need to defend yourself. What if they send another team? You need to defend against another team if they break into your door and threaten you with violence. So you got to have more than one legal weapon. Now, let's back up for a minute and just think about what we're talking about here. Because I've run into something over the last few days where there are a lot of Americans, even in independent media, who still can't mentally grasp that this is where we are in America. They're reluctant to believe that the government is going to send armed strike force teams to your home to force vaccinate you at gunpoint or kidnap you and take you away to a FEMA camp, even though the White House spokesperson, Jen Psaki, admits it herself when she uses the phrase strike forces. And they say there's going to be FEMA people on these strike force teams. They are openly admitting it, but a lot of people still, they can't believe that this is America. They can't believe it. And maybe they won't believe it until there's a knock on the door and then a gun in their face and then a vaccine against their will. So a lot of people will not be ready for what is about to come. Most people won't be ready. Most people aren't living in reality. I mean, heck, about half the country still thinks these vaccines are awesome, at least the ones that aren't dead yet. But even conservatives and GOP people who tend to say no to the vaccine, most of them think, well, they'll just leave me alone. They're not going to break into the house. They're not going to come in my building. Well, gosh, I just read for you the instructions from the health department in Illinois of how they're going to clear buildings floor by floor, wing by wing, and they're going to track people. This is all on paper. It's not a theory, folks. These are their orders. Understand? These are their orders. They're making lists of people who are not vaccinated. Why would they make such a list? Answer, because they intend to come back. They intend to come back and enforce vaccines, probably again after the FDA approves them. Then Biden or someone else will issue some kind of order that says, well, they're now mandatory. And CNN is already calling for that. They're mandatory. So saying no to a vaccine is a criminal offense, they'll say. And then they'll use that, give them the right to break down your door or to trespass on your property. Well, gosh, you're a criminal. You're an anti-vaccine criminal now. So of course they had to break down the door. That's going to be their argument. But they are the criminals. They are the criminals. I mean, just because they issue a statement or an emergency order that says you have to be injected with their death shot, that doesn't make it legal. Certainly doesn't make it constitutional. You have numerous constitutional rights against illegal search and seizure, not just the Fourth Amendment. You also have the right to self-defense. against assaults on your person or breaking and entering onto your property. And there will be court cases, I imagine, about all of this. And in the end, I'm confident that the individual rights of Americans will prevail. But the government is going to try to push this as far as they can, as much as they can get away with. They're going to go all the way on this until people say no. And this is why it's important to record all these people on video. And again, I've said this many times, but you do not engage them outside your home. You don't go out and initiate violence of any kind against these vaccine goon squads or strike force teams. What you do is you record them. You shoot video. And then you upload that video to all the free speech video platforms, you know, Brighteon.com, BitChute, Rumble, wherever. You upload the videos, and then guess what? It's going to start getting coverage. You know, Tucker Carlson will probably cover it. InfoWars will cover it. We'll cover it at Natural News. The truth will get out, and then maybe, just maybe, with enough video evidence, some of these goon squads might begin to back off because they don't want to ever be seen for who they truly are. They are tyrants. They are mass murderers. They are killers. They're trying to kill you, but they don't want to be seen as killers. They want to be seen as health ambassadors. We're so polite, you know. We're just here to educate you. So the more we can show them for the killers they are, for the tyrants they are, the more there will be public awareness of what they're actually trying to do. In other words, our best weapons here are our cameras. Those are our best, quote, weapons, video cameras. So whatever you're doing, roll the camera. Whenever you see these goon squads, roll the cameras. Even if they're knocking on your door and you're telling them to go away, roll the camera. This is how we're going to expose the truth and expose the total tyranny of these vaccine zealots, vaccine enforcers that are eventually going to be stopped because the public's going to be aware of all this and there's going to be a massive outcry, especially as more and more people continue to just die from the vaccine. And by the time this flu season rolls around, which I think most flu seasons are probably really peaking in what, January and February? They can begin earlier, you know, December perhaps, but start looking around January, February of this coming flu season and see how many people are dying who were vaccinated. There may be a tipping point. And with more and more doctors coming out and surgeons coming out and blowing the whistle, exposing the truth, a lot of courageous doctors like Peter McCullough, for example, and other people, the truth may come out just in the next few months and this whole thing may be exposed and the vaccine Holocaust might be over. But if the government gets its way, they will push this for years. And they will try to cover up what they're doing. You know, they'll push more vaccine boosters to address the variants, which they're probably releasing themselves, you know, with more communist Chinese bioweapons development. You know, here's version 2, version 3, COVID-21, COVID-22. You got to get another shot. You got to get a booster shot. You know, that's what it's going to be, probably for as long as they can get away with it. Because the drug companies are getting rich, the government's gaining power, and they're achieving depopulation and mass extermination. Those are three goals that they want. So as long as you comply with it, they're going to keep rolling that. You know, crushing small businesses, you know, destroying the economy, putting more people on food stamps. This is what they want. So we are in a very dangerous time. And it is crucial that we operate ethically, morally, and within the rule of law, and that we expose them as being lawless and unethical and immoral and dangerous. And again, the best way to do that is through video cameras and telling the truth and exposing them. You know, there was, this is kind of a wild card here, but one person told me recently, he said, oh, if they send a team to my door, I'm going to ask if I can join them as a volunteer. And I said, why, really? What, why are you thinking of doing that? He said, because I want to infiltrate their operation and become a whistleblower, like a Project Veritas approach. So if this is something that appeals to you, you know, I wouldn't do this, but you might welcome the, oh, this is so awesome to see you. How do I join your team? I really love to join your team. We're doing such important public service here. Can I walk with you? Can I do this too? I don't have anything better to do other than to spread propaganda. No, I mean, you wouldn't say that, but can I join your team? And then they're probably looking for volunteers, you know, and you can go in and you can wear a hidden camera and you can document the whole process. And then you can hand over all those video files to James O'Keefe over at Project Veritas. You talk about a bombshell story. That would be amazing. Now, I can't recommend you do it because there might be personal risks involved. If they find out you're recording, they might kill you. I don't know. They are murderers, right? They're murderers. But some people may do that. So it's not hard to see that these vaccine strike force teams are going to be infiltrated and exposed from within over time. That's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. I see a James O'Keefe special coming very soon. And lastly, just a note for those who are listening to this who are from the health departments or are the volunteers, I should just tell you up front, you're going to be exposed and you're going to be prosecuted. You are committing crimes against humanity. You are murdering people. And I think you know it. And there will come a day where you will be prosecuted in a court of law. Because even if you wear a mask, which I'm sure you will to try to hide your face, people are going to record you. They're going to have most of your face and your body size and shape and the way you walk. They're going to be able to identify you, and there's a record of you with the health department as a volunteer, and those records can be subpoenaed. So if you are part of these death squad teams, you should plan accordingly that you're going to spend a long time in prison at some point when this turns against you. You're essentially a vaccine Holocaust Nazi enforcer is what you're doing. You're like a German soldier marching Jews into the gas ovens, except you just have needles instead of Zyklon B. You have spike protein. But you're committing crimes against humanity, and you will be held to account. All right, so that's my overview. That's the bombshell information. That's my advice. Take it or leave it, or alter it. Use what's best in your circumstances. I can't decide for you what's best for you to do. But my overall emphasis is, again, do not initiate violence, but do document everything. Do assert your rights with no trespassing signs. Do assert your right to self-defense if they come for you in your home with a threat of imminent harm against you. Do understand, you know, what it means to call the police, to file a complaint, to, you know, if you have to invoke self-defense, you're going to be dragged into court, no doubt about it. But if you've done nothing wrong, you've only defended yourself, then the evidence will show that. But the overall best thing in all of this is to move away from blue cities while you can. Because I don't think that these teams are going to be operating for very long in red states. There's a lot of pushback in red states. So this is probably going to happen mostly in blue cities, Democrat-controlled areas, and if you live in a Democrat-controlled area, then for whatever reason you're still there, you're already in a danger zone anyway, because you're surrounded by lawless lunatics who hate America and probably hate you and want to mass murder everybody. So it's probably good to get out of that kind of area anyway. And if everybody would get out of those areas, with leaving only the vaccine-compliant Democrats behind, then think about what these government, you know, vaccine squads are actually achieving. They're achieving the mass extermination of their own compliant, obedient, left-wing Democrat followers. So it's basically Democrats walking around exterminating other Democrats. That's what's left behind when, you know, when all reasonable people leave. And it's kind of like karma at that point, you know? You got a bunch of volunteer Democrats mass murdering a bunch of other Democrats, all talking about how amazingly obedient and compliant they are. And then, you know, 6 months later, some percentage of them are dead from the next flu because of the vaccine reaction. And it's like, well, we warned you. You know, I don't know what else I can say. How many times I've warned you? They want to kill each other in their own cities. At some point, you just got to get out of the way. You know, it's like if there's two cars playing chicken and they're driving towards each other head on at 70 miles an hour. At some point, you're like, they're not stopping. Let's move. You know, let's get out of the way of the shrapnel. That's kind of what this is. You got to get out of the way because they are playing chicken and a lot of them are going to die from themselves, you know, from each other. I imagine, you know, even the vaccine volunteer squads will, in fact, at some point, even the volunteers in these vaccine squads, some of them might just fall over dead, you know, just as they're walking down the street, just having that blood clot heart attack thunk. Oh, there goes Darren. Wake up, Darren. Wake up. What happened? Darren's no longer with us because he's having a, you know, a vaccine death reaction is what's going on. But don't worry, they'll find another volunteer to take his place, you know, because they're all expendable from the eyes of the left-wing governments. And if they have to, they'll pay people. So that's where we are. This is America right now, today. This is the reality. We're going to go through some difficult times, but if we keep our cool, if we're smart, if we're ethical, we can make it through this to the other side, and we can end this vaccine holocaust for generations to come. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.